Money Talk.
This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on India's skilling transformation from skill to scale. The participants are Dr. Ranjit Mehta, CEO and Secretary General, PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
Today's topic of discussion is on India's skilling transformation from skill to scale. And to understand that in more detail in terms of Kaushal Ka Dashak, we're joined by Dr. Ranjit Mehta. Dr. Mehta, warm welcome to you on the program.
Thank you.
Dr. Mehta, you have the Bharat Skill Next, which is a program organized by the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship under the Union Minister Jayant Chaudhary ji at the Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi, which is celebrating 10 years of the Skill India mission, where the focus has always been on skilling, apprenticeship, entrepreneurship, and global mobility and traditional trade. How important is it in today's economy and market?
Thank you very much indeed. India stands today at a turning point where a young, ambitious population meets the rising needs of a transforming economy. And at the heart of this convergence is the powerful force which is skilling. Now, it is not just about a skill, but also, as you rightly said, it's about the scale. It is not just about the quantity, but also quality with proper purpose. Not just training, but it requires transformation. As you know, Skill India was launched 10 years before, and we are celebrating 10th anniversary of Skill India. And when in 2014, Prime Minister Modi took over the reins of this country, we were 11th economy in the world. Today, we are the 4th largest economy in the world and going to be 3rd largest economy, maybe in a couple of years. So skilling in India is no longer a marginal conversation. It's now a national mission. From the lanes of our villages to the labs of our tech parks, India is investing in its most valuable asset, which is people, and that too, young people. Over the past decade, with the visionary programs by Honorable Prime Minister of India, Mr. Narendra Modi, like Skill India Mission, Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana, and the creation of NSDC, we have built the foundation. But the time has come to scale beyond the foundation to create a world-class skilling ecosystem that is agile, inclusive, and globally competitive.
So let's now hear from Shri Jayant Chaudhary, Union Minister of State, Independent Charge for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, in reference to your point on demographic dividend and development of human capital.
We need to work together to keep skilling aspirational. This is not a backup option for our students. In our conversation with industry, in my understanding of what industry today wants, with the kind of fluidity, the kind of disruption that we're seeing in the global economy, people want to assess skills. They want to see employability. So we have to stress on that. We have to stress on partnerships. And I invite industry to co-create with us, invite the states to go from mere compliance to really take ownership of our skilling mission and our programs at the grassroots. I invite academia to make skilling central, not an optional, for the students. And I invite our young people to choose skills with pride, purpose, and build dignity in their own lives and careers.
Dr. Mehta, from what we can understand from the Honorable Minister, is that in order to transform from skill to scale, you have to tie up with the requirements and needs of industry. Now, 15th of July was also the World Youth Skills Day. We talk about demographic dividend and the development of human capital, but unless and until the education, the training is matched to the requirements of industry, you will not be able to achieve that demographic dividend. Do tell us something about the development of ITIs, these industrial training institutes under the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana. It has already trained 1.64 crore youth at 14,500 ITIs. Do tell us what the reforms are likely so that our youth are better trained and the demographic dividend we keep talking about can be achieved.
Yeah, I take a clue from your talk and also Honorable Minister what he said. We need to actually create, we need to talk about a triple helix. Now, this triple helix ecosystem is, one side it is government, which is making a policy framework. And second is industry, which purely concentrates on absorption, on internships. And third part is academia. Academia's job is to give that basic knowledge foundation and be the center for innovation. Now, today, the time has come from workshop to workforce. And we are witnessing a silent revolution. Now, skilling is no longer confined to industrial training institutes, short-term courses. It is being integrated into mainstream education through our national education policy. It is being linked to real employment, entrepreneurship, and even global mobility. Now, the time has come that India focuses on Industry 4.0 and green jobs, because that is the global demand as of today. We are not skilling people for yesterday jobs. We are skilling people for tomorrow's jobs, because India is at the cusp of transformation, where we have youth and economy is also transforming. So probably we need the people who are future ready.
Well, clearly the focus is on the present and the future as well for job seekers and job creators. Let's hear Jitin Prasad, who is a Union Minister of State for Commerce and Industry of India, had to say.
It's not only about us and all portfolio holders, everybody's responsibility to share and contribute to in this direction to make India truly the skill capital of the world. And we owe it to our future generations to ensure they get that level playing field and an opportunity, because they already have the talent. And I'm sure with all of us here and commitment and the leadership of our Prime Minister, we will see that India becomes the skill capital of the world.
Well, the skill capital of the world, that clearly is the objective that the Honorable Minister spoke about. There's the upcoming National Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Policy that's coming up for increasing the productivity of the workforce. I understand 60,000 crore rupees is going to be allocated for ITI revamp scheme. 10,000 crore rupees is going to be in the form of CSR contributions. And more importantly, curriculum, certification and training standards are likely to be set by industry.
Definitely, you know, like I think together what we are doing is we are creating 21st century workforce. Now we are creating innovators and also entrepreneurs. Now our next leap must include, number one is speed. Speed that is digital first skilling, accessible anytime, anywhere. One is that. Number two is sustainability, because there are going to be green jobs. India has decided to be net zero by 2070. So there'll be a lot of demand in the sustainability sector for green jobs, climate resilient vocations and circular economy skills. Third is social equity. Now we need to have more women, more rural youth, more diversity in the skilling story, because no transformation is complete until it reaches the last mile. So also like India is not just producing skilled workers. India is building, as the minister also said, it's a global workforce, a digital-ready society, and an innovation-driven economy.
Let's now hear what Shri Shukanta Majumdar, Union Minister of State for Education, had to say.
As we celebrate the 10 years of Skill India Mission, a national movement that has not only redefined how we train our workforce, but also how we think about education itself. The NEP 2020 made a fundamental shift in our approach. It recognized that knowledge and skills are two sides of the same coin, that true education is not only about learning what is, but also about learning how to do. It called for mainstreaming of vocational education right from school, and that is exactly what we are doing today.
Dr. Mehta, ITI admission rate has gone up by 11%, showing that the workforce now believes in the training imparted by these industrial training institutes. The ministers also spoke about how the progression is from education in your schools or even colleges, and you progress to the ITI training standards and the education that they impart. How do you see the integration of the education policy with the upcoming National Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Policy? How important is that?
You see, I think that new national education policy has completely transformed our education, which was much required. Today, a student who is going to the college, a school, they have the option even to complete their degree after 2 years, or even they have a choice to really choose their skill sets. And there are various opportunities. Government has opened a lot of skill centers. There are arrangement, as I told you, like this triple helix that has been created, where government is making policies and a framework, and industry is giving internships and also absorption from the institutes. And third part is, of course, academia, where academia is going to give the foundational knowledge, and they are becoming the centers of innovations. When this partnership is created, this ecosystem is created, today our youth, they have ample opportunities. They are not limited to the geography of India. They have the access to the global job. So for that, we have created an ecosystem where they can take their skills and they can compete for that. I have a firm belief that India is truly going to be the superpower in the world as far as a skill workforce is concerned.
Dr. Ranjit Mehta, the 26th of May was when the 38th meeting of the CAC, the Central Apprenticeship Council, was held. And the key reform proposals for the National Apprenticeship Promotion Council was that there should be a 36% rise in stipend support, and the inclusion of the northeastern region also be made. Because, you know, when it spoke about semiconductors, for instance, that's focused on the state of Assam. Now we're talking about high-end skills required by the workforce to work those factories for development and the manufacturing of semiconductors. How do you see the northeastern region so important to this?
I think northeastern region is extremely important, and that we have seen in the approach of our Prime Minister. Youth in northeast, till now we have seen that they are mostly working in the tourism sector. They are very, very promising youth. I think that this is the time that we can really look for India's journey from skill to scale. And it is not just a policy shift. It is a national mission. We are witnessing an unprecedented transformation where the focus is not merely on training individuals, but on creating a skilled workforce that powers our economy, drives innovation, and uplifts our democratic dividend.
Dr. Ranjit Mehta, my final question to you is on the ELI scheme, the Employment Linked Incentive Scheme. So much has been said, and the success really from PLI, Production Linked Incentive, across sectors that has really boosted manufacturing in a big way. How do you see the ELI scheme, the Employment Linked Incentive Scheme, boost employment?
See, this is a scheme which is definitely helping our medium and small enterprises. Because where the government is taking care of their first year salaries and all, where people are getting trained, after getting trained, you know, what happens when it is a small and medium enterprise, they sometimes don't keep people, they feel that they have to train them. However, when government has already, linked it to employment generation, I think that there's a great incentive for the industry. There's a great opportunity for industry to take advantage of it. It's a great scheme. And also, I would say that this is creating a skilling ecosystem, which is aligned with the emerging sectors like green energy, like AI, semiconductors, and Industry 4.0, and which is ensuring our youth are not only job ready, but also future ready. With collaborative efforts like this, government, industry, and academia, India is moving towards becoming the skill capital of the world.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ranjit Mehta, for being with us on Akashvani and talking to us in depth, India's skilling transformation from skill to scale.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on India's skilling transformation from skill to scale. The participants were Dr. Ranjit Mehta, CEO and Secretary General, PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Money Talk.